This is CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com is at the My Future 4.0 Summit. Recording here, my name is Siya Sangweni, and chatting to some of the learners who join us. And I just want you guys to come a bit closer. Let me find out all about you. What's your name?
I'm Senzeni Kumalo.
Senzeni Kumalo.
Yes.
What school are you from?
I'm from Petumahlathi at Orange Farm.
All right. What grade are you in?
I'm in grade 9.
Grade 9. What about you?
My name is Mpumi Mohale.
Mpumi Mohale, uh-huh.
Yes, I'm from Petumahlathi Secondary School in Orange Farm.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in grade 9.
Okay, so you both in grade 9, eh?
Yes.
You start choosing your subjects in grade
10.
Grade 10, okay.
Yes.
So now you're starting to think about, okay, yes. What do I pick? What do I do? What are you thinking about doing?
As a kid, I was thinking of doing a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
At first, I wanted to be an actor. Even now, I want to be an actor in
yes.
IT and a professional singer.
Okay, hold up. Actor, work in IT, and a yes. professional singer.
Yes.
Maybe you wake up, you act from 7 o'clock to 12 o'clock.
I always act.
Oh.
Even now, I'm acting.
So you're acting all the time?
All the time.
And then somehow you'll fit in IT into it as well?
Yeah, I love technology too much.
And then also singing, you'll fit that in
singing,
as well?
Singing, yeah. I sing, I rap as uh-huh. my friend, yeah.
All right, but then in school, what are you thinking of choosing for next year, your subjects?
As my research as an actor, mm-hmm. there's nothing much, but I can also do tourism, history, geography. On the other side, if I want more, if the thing doesn't work, you know, as always, the world always do its thing.
Yeah.
I can do life science.
Yes.
And other bunch of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, to carry on with my life.
All right. So what are your other favorite subjects that you're currently doing at school, though?
My favorite subject, I always like SS.
Social science.
Social sciences.
Your SS used to clap me in school. What are you learning now in social science?
In social science?
Yeah.
We are learning about aerial photographers in the side of geography. Then in the side of history, we are learning about the World War.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of be an exciting topic.
Yes.
Because we are learning about history, the back, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
So you're doing all of this and then you go home and then in the afternoons you like singing, you like acting. Who's your favorite actor right now?
My favorite actor.
Yeah. Let me guess, Will Smith.
No. Maso Shamsi.
Okay, what is
he? The one who acts on Uzalo.
Yes.
He's the one who inspired me to love acting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just acting, but it's my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love acting. I even act every time.
Yes.
As I said, like right now I'm acting.
And then with singing, who inspires you? What sort of music do you listen to for inspiration?
Yeah, I listen to R&B,
mm-hmm.
hip-hop, and in the other side I listen gospel.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. And then what about you? So you're in grade 9. What are your favorite subjects?
My favorite subject is history.
History.
Yes.
Okay. What are you learning right now in history?
In history, we are learning about World War and Cold Wars. Yeah.
Your bala ma notes, but like Melissa, Scooty, what's going on?
Yeah.
When are your exams?
Exams are starting next week, Monday.
Aren't you stressed a bit? Are you freaked out? Are you nervous?
Not never.
Ah, you got this.
Yes.
You're fine.
Yeah,
how many hours a day do you spend studying?
Half an hour.
Half an hour?
Yes.
Is that enough?
Yeah, is that enough?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. So if I were to Google questions about the Cold War, you'd be able to answer them?
Yeah, I'll be able.
I'm joking. I wanted to put you on the test to see how you feel. But then, what are you interested in choosing as your subjects for next year?
In my subject next year, I'm interested to history,
mm-hmm.
History, physics, mm. and geography.
All right.
Then, when I finish school, I want to study law.
Law?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Why law?
Yeah, I want to study law. I want to be a judge.
Oh.
Who works at magistrate courts.
What do you love about being a judge?
What I love being a judge is that I don't want people to fight.
Mm.
I don't want bad crimes. I want just to make people to be happy every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're ready to work hard?
Yeah, I'm ready. Even now, I'll start to work hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Half an hour a day, you promise, ne?
Yes,
you're studying half an hour a day, spending, looking over your work, revising.
Yes.
It's all good, ne? Yeah. So why are you here today at My Future 4.0?
We're here about Mbethe Mahlatsi. They just told us we are coming here. Mm-hmm. Then we just explored many things. I've learned about technology, how it just improved. Yeah, technology has just improved very well. Yeah, on my side.
What was nice to see and experience today so far?
All I'm happy about is that I've saw so many things I've never saw in my life.
Like?
Like, I didn't see the moving hand.
The robotic hand.
Yeah, the robotic hand. Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen many things, yeah.
So it's all nice to experience new things, to have your mind open in another way, to see all of these things for the future. But before we get to the future, right now, a little birdie told me, since, you know, you like acting, you like singing, I think then you must prove yourself. Ne?
Yeah. Yeah.
You must see, okay, so you say you're a great singer. Let's see. Let's experience it for ourselves. So can you give us a snippet nyana of a performance? Yeah. Okay, will you do it together or one by one?
One by one.
All right. Let's start with you. One, two, one, two.
Siyabange na, o siyabange. O siyabange. O siyabange. O siyabange na, o siyabange. O siyabange. Asiyabange. Gyabanda gyashisa, gyabanda gyashisa la. So ulala bandula. Umasagala, Gabanda Yashisa, Gabanda Yashisala, Seran Pekila, the interview of Bandula.
There we go. All right. So I see you slipped in. Round of applause. I see you slipped in interview. All right. So Cliff Central, can you slip that into a rhyme? Cliff Central, we're here, we're recording, we're interview. Yeah, can you slip the word Cliff Central into a rhyme?
Into a rhyme?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'll do it more different, no?
All right.
Okay, let me just say. Okay, people are excited. Africa is bleeding. People are excited, like it's divided. Yeah.
All right. Okay. You took your own spin on it. Sure. And then what about you? What would you like to perform first today? What would you like to perform? Would you like to sing? Would you like to rap? What can you perform for us?
I only do rap.
You only do rap, okay.
Yeah.
These are your own original raps that you write out.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear a bit of it.
Sure. Ibaya sabogos vegela, ibaya sabogos vegela, ibaya sabalia, ibaya sabogos vegela, ibaya sabogos vegela, ibaya sabasha, musogwe tonsi sawe, awela lisegangani fikawe, sha, musogwe tonsi sawe, awela lisegangani fika, sha. Ha barile bari tsaba so hibile re gathetse go kena fela re tsamaya so hibile ra babula ya so re tshwerntotse so ntotse mna re tsamaya so wa bona lwana tletse stoko fela bana fela batletse fela mo ha le bojala bya ikela fela rona re tla itibela sho hebaya sabogos vegela hebaya sabogos vegela hebaya sabala hebaya sabogos vegela hebaya sab goes big.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Okay. So you guys, clearly Mbethe Mahlatsi is a school of talent.
Yeah.
Clearly. You guys are working hard. You're very talented. You're on the road. You're looking at things towards the future. So congratulations for being here. Go out and learn some more, and also stick to your books, and let's see what the future holds, ne?
Yes.
So 6 months' time, I should be going to your school and figuring out what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
I'll find out that you're still on the road to being in IT, and an actor.
And a musician.
And also
a musician.
Musician, a singing judge.
Let's put it that way.
There we go. Pupils from Mbethe Mahlatsi Secondary School, right here at My Future 4.0. This is CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Know yourself. Know yourself.
I've been repeating this over the past couple of days, that really My Future 4.0 is very, very exciting, and this is where the future is at. If you don't believe me, and if you don't think I'm doing a good enough job at it, I think I should have drawn someone in to do the preaching on my behalf. So I have 14-year-old Junior joining me. Hey, Junior. How are you doing?
Fine.
Come nice and close to the microphone there. There we go. So you're 14 years old. You're in grade 9. Which school do you go to?
I'm in Ilinga High School in Fos Loras.
Okay, Fos Loras. And
yes.
Then what made you excited about coming to My Future 4.0 today?
What made me excited is that I want to know better.
Uh-huh.
I'm here to know codings and robotics.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to innovate a robot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so when I already see your plan, I go to Funugienza.
Yes.
So you're in grade 9, which means you're going to be choosing your own subjects next
yes.
year. Have you thought about what subjects you want to take?
Yes, I've thought.
Okay, what subjects do you want to take?
It's like physical science and life science.
Mm.
Yes.
Isn't it difficult?
For me, it's not difficult for me.
I mean, I've been khaza. Physics is calling, I've been khaza.
Which means you are not studying.
Oh, see. Now I've been told. Now there's nothing else for me to say because that's the truth. So are you the type of kid at school as well who motivates others, who puts together study groups, who's very focused?
Yes, I uh-huh. give wisdom to others. I give advice.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe if I am in school right now and I need some motivation, what can you tell me about the importance of studying?
Stay in your lane and study. You will get better results and you will go in high places.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. So out of school, what do you love doing? What are your hobbies?
I love drawing, researching.
Mm.
Yes, those things that I know.
So when Anjo Umuntu, who always loves getting to know more.
Yes.
Okay, so you did say that you're interested in a bit of robotics and about coding. After school, is that what you want to get into?
Pardon, please?
After school, do you want to get into robotics and coding?
Yes.
Okay. And then being at My Future 4.0, what have you seen today that has or that will help you get into coding or robotics? Are there any people that you've spoken to? Are there any companies that you want to work for that you saw here today?
Basically, I have seen robots, amazing robots.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to innovate a robot that is a therapist. They are doctors. I know they are therapists,
yeah.
Therapist doctors. So I want to innovate a therapical robot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which gives people advice.
Yes.
What you have been through. Yes.
Mm.
Those difficult things that you went through.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when a junior, what do you have to say to people who are scared about robots and about the futures? You know, haven't you watched those movies where the robots take over and it's the end of the world, then there's violence? So what do you have to say for people who are scared about the future?
If you want to do robotics, you must study them. There is a person who is Tami Stein in Gatsuto. He teaches people about robotics and codings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so you must go for that. You must go for what your heart tells you.
Mm.
Yes.
So there's nothing to be scared about in
yes.
the future. All right, got it. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out to chat to me.
Thank you. Yes.
So all the best for the rest of the day and also just have tons and tons of fun. Ne?
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty, this is CliffCentral.com at the My Future 4.0 Summit.
This is CliffCentral.com.
A lot of passionate young people are at My Future 4.0, and that really excites me on a whole other level. A lot of people who are gearing up and ready to learn and soak up all of this information to future-proof themselves. I have Khotso and Tlantla from Kalfontein High, who are just a few of those gems and passionate pupils who are here this morning. Good morning, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, and you?
Fantastic. Khotso, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite great today.
Awesome. And Tlantla,
yeah.
What about you?
I'm also doing good.
Awesome. So tell me a little more about yourself. Let me start with you, Khotso.
What can I say?
Say it all. How old are you? So you're from Kalfontein High. What subjects do you take at school?
I'm 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing science at school. My stream is science.
Mm-hmm.
I like physics.
Mm-hmm.
And life sciences.
All right, so if you're doing the sciences, then being at My Future 4.0 is really up your alley. Have you been enjoying being able to see robots and learn about coding?
It was quite fascinating. Like, But my career, I want to be an actress. Media is something that I want to be involved in.
Mm.
So this is a huge dream come true.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're just making a bit of your dream come true.
Yeah.
But you know that a lot of hard work and a lot of education also goes into it. The
yeah.
sciences as well is a big chunk of it, Nat.
Yes.
So you're not going to stop that anytime soon?
No, never.
So do you tell your family about your future careers, and are they also very supportive about what you want to do?
I started telling them at an early age.
Yeah.
I've been doing, there have been some shows that I've been involved in.
Okay,
but
like?
I want to do media at this age. So I have their full support, yes.
Okay, so what sort of shows have you been involved in? Is this something at your school or is this in the community?
Yeah, at school and community.
Mm.
I've done shows like Sarafina.
I might.
I love history. I'm very fascinated about the South African history.
Yeah.
So I love doing something that can send a message to other people. So Sarafina is a huge platform for us, the youth. Yeah, so I love Sarafina. Yeah.
And Nhlanhla, tell us a little more about yourself. How old are you? What school do you go to? What subjects do you take?
Okay, I'm 17 years old.
Mm.
And then I'm also doing sciences at school.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Kalfontein Secondary School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So being here this morning, what has caught your eye? What have you been interested in seeing?
Actually, everything that I've seen already have actually caught my attention. You know, I believe that science is a way to change the world. And as we're going to the fourth industrial revolution, it's the only thing that will be existing. So it's a great thing to be around, you know.
Mm.
So yeah, as we are here, we are learning great things like coding and all of those stuff. So yeah, I think.
So I'm very interested to find out more about the t-shirts you all are wearing. You wearing a t-shirt that says Nkathuto, an education propeller. Tell me a little more about that.
Okay, Nkathuto is an organization that is actually based on science. So we as the students, we bring new ideas which we think will change the world. Then there will be judges who are going to judge, and then they'll tell us what to fix.
Mm-hmm.
Then yeah, when if they think your idea it's really great to change the world, then they're going to invest on it, then they try to build it.
Oh wow, so Khotso, you're also part of it. What sort of ideas have you brought forward to Nkathuto?
I brought up an idea that I've seen. It affects a lot of children nowadays because some of us walk when we go to school,
yeah.
And we carry a heavy load of school bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanna build a table that is that involves science and engineering.
Mm-hmm.
That will contain tablets.
Mm.
So we won't have to carry this heavy load of school bag. So it will reduce the damages that are caused by these heavy loads on your spinal cord, shoulders, neck pains. So I was a victim of this issue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very personal. I want to get even with this. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of amazing work.
Yeah.
And what about you, Nhlanhla? What ideas have you brought forward?
I know. From me, you know, the idea that I have, it's still not
a work in progress.
Yes. So
yeah,
it's not
just a bit of it to hear a bit of it.
I can only give you the problem I've identified, but
okay.
The solution is actually. Okay, so the problem I've identified is that we have long queues in our local clinics, people going to grab their medication there. And then in most cases, not everyone gets attended at the clinic. So the queue is like cut, and then they're told to come back the day after. And then this means they will skip their medication, and in most cases the viral load will increase, then it will lead to higher rate of death. So that's what I'll be working on actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
But as soon as you identify that solution, let me tell you, you are changing the world. You're absolutely changing the world, all of you, and the incredible work that you're doing. What do you feel? Let me pick your brain about this. What do you feel about young people in South Africa? You know, a lot of older people are in charge. Our politicians are older. They may talk to us, but we don't understand them. What do you think about the state of young people in South Africa? Do you think we're motivated? Do you think we have our priorities right? Do you think we're focused? Khotso, what about you?
All I can say is that, yeah, we need to get youth leaders. I think us youth, we understand better if a youth is talking to a youth.
Mm.
So if you are an older person telling me about things that are very, as children we have this, okay, we are very private. So we want to open up to someone our age. So I think having a young leader who understands what we are going through can bring changes. Yeah.
Okay. And Tanza?
Okay, for me, I think we as the youth, we have great minds, but we are not given the platform.
Ah.
So remember that, like the organizations that are there to take our ideas to a greater level are few. So if I'm having an idea that can change the world, it means I have to wait till I go to varsity and get my qualifications,
mm-hmm.
which I think at some point it's not fair.
You think that's unfair?
We should be given a platform as the youth, that if I have a certain idea, then I'm allowed to talk about it, even though I haven't obtained that qualifications in that certain subject.
Okay. So what platforms do you wish were open to the youth? Do you think, or do you wish that Parliament was open to young people? Do you think there should be youth presidents? Do you think there should be elections for older people, but also elections for young people?
I think the most platform that we need is in the parliament, because that's where most decisions are taken about our country. And if we do not have the platform there, then we actually don't have a voice to speak what we want to have in the country. So yeah, I think if we can have platform in the parliament, then a bit can change.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah,
Sansa, do you agree? Sorry, Khotsa, do you agree?
And in media we need younger people. We can have...
Are you looking at this one sitting across you and you're about to say something? What are you trying to say, Khotsa?
Okay, in media, I think we need younger minds and active minds.
Uh-huh.
Just imagine seeing a 17-year-old reading the news.
Mm.
That will be exciting, because our children, we don't even watch the news. Because we think that is boring. There's nothing exciting. In our news, we never had talks about, okay, Beyonce. No. But as children, I think we need something that can elevate the minds of young people.
Mm-hmm.
So as children, I think not children, youth, can actually grab the attention of other children. So I think having young minds in the media can create a platform for us children, yeah.
All right. So Ntlantla actually mentioned opening up Parliament to younger people. When you look at Parliament today, what do you think?
So right now, I think South Africa is ruled by corruption. So a young mind cannot... What would you do with money if you are young? A lot of money. Being rich at a young age is not really that huge. So if you have a lot of money as a young person, they can, questions are going to be asked. So, but being old, someone like Jacob Zuma, I'm sorry for mentioning his name.
Our former president.
If he has money, no one is going to ask, because why? He's old, he's responsible. People think that he's old, he's responsible. So having money is something like that is usual.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, if we have money, there's no corruption. I think us young minds can change this world, and we can end corruption. Young minds can end corruption.
Tanta, you also feel the same way?
For me, I feel in the parliaments, we're actually stuck at the apartheid era.
Because
remember, okay, let me talk about the ANC. I have nothing against the ANC, but I feel if we are going to vote, one party that is going to win is the ANC. Why? Because it is believed that Nelson Mandela was of the ANC and he brought freedom. We are not going to look at what is exactly happening right now, but we are going to look at the apartheid era. So many people, which I've heard, are saying that if DA can win, then apartheid is coming back. Why? Because we have Helen Zille on DA. So I feel in parliament, actually, things are not done fairly. When it comes to like ANC and the EFF, then I feel if the youth was, let's say, there's a certain age where one is allowed to vote, like maybe from 18 to 40, then I believe at some point ANC would also lose the elections. Because if we, the future, if we, the youth of today can vote, then we know what is exactly going on at this moment. So we'll vote according to what we see at this moment.
Because
right now, they are voting for ANC. And remember, like, our grannies believe that DA wins, social grants dies. Then we have no, we do know that social grant is not actually of the ANC. So we know that if we are going to vote, we are going to vote for the right party based on what they're doing right now, not based on what happened in the past.
Well, okay. Yes. I said it at the beginning of this. You guys are changing the world, and clearly is that. You guys are talking the talk and walking the walk. So thank you so much for taking some time out to chat to me. And I'm just bracing myself to see you go out there and just blaze new trails in the future. Khotso Nhlanhla from Kalfontein Secondary School. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com at the My Future 4.0 Summit.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Very fascinating to be in the midst of all of the buzz and action taking place right here at the My Future 4.0 Next Level Digital Summit. There's so much going on that I think people must be overwhelmed when you actually walk around and get to experience different things. So I want to find out from some of our visitors this afternoon on the final day of the summit to hear from them what they're excited about, what they've seen around the dome, and what they're interested in learning more about. So we have Alicia from Spectrum Primary School. Hello, Alicia. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. You seem a little scared. What's going on, Alicia?
Yeah.
And then we also have one of your teachers here, Mem Khaja, also. Mem Khaja, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. And how are you today?
I'm awesome. Thank you. My name is Sia. And I have to say, I'm always, always in awe of teachers, because I think the work that you do isn't just a 9-to-5.
Oh,
you
yeah.
are changing lives every single day. Mm-hmm. Just a bit of a backstory. Why are you involved in teaching, and what really ignites your passion when it comes to teaching your
pupils?
I
will say that is my calling. Mm-hmm. I love kids. I love to develop them, to unlock their minds so that they can have a brighter future.
Mm.
Because my teachers also taught me how to think out of the box and create my own story.
That's so nice.
That's what I love about them. I'm educating them daily so mm-hmm. that they can also learn to be independent.
Mm.
And then they must know that future is theirs.
Yes. That's exactly what My Future 4.0 is discussing. Why did you feel it was important to bring your pupils here today?
Oh, it's so important because you want them to learn. As today, it's not about the chalk and the book anymore. Things are changing gradually, so hoping we'll also get that stage. Things are computerized, things are robotized, so we want to show them that there is a lot of change that is going around in the world. Though we are still in the infant stage in our area, but they must also have hope that one day we'll also acquire the stage.
Do you think young people in South Africa today are getting that message that the future is theirs and there's so many possibilities in the future and that you need to constantly be learning more?
I think those who are keen on learning and to understand that future is theirs, they're getting that message. And the choice is on a person not to take it, but choice is theirs, because as generation to generation, they must learn where the generation is now and what we're aiming at.
All right. Alicia, I feel like Mem Khaja has so much passion every day that you hear exactly what she's saying.
Yes.
She says this to you all the time.
Yes.
Okay. So why are you so excited about being here today?
I'm excited to know what's happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things is changing.
All right. And what grade are you in?
Grade 7.
Grade 7. And what are you excited about at school? What do you love learning about at school?
I love learning of, like, I want to be educated, be a doctor.
Oh, you want to be a doctor?
Yes.
So the blood doesn't scare you?
No.
And when people cough on top of you, it doesn't scare you?
No.
Oh, really? Why? What makes you want to be a doctor?
I say doctors, they help people in the world.
Mm.
As in, like,
All right. So then one day when Mem Khacha is sick and then when I'm sick, you're going to give us a discount, ne?
Yes.
Oh. Mem Khacha, you heard that, ne?
Yes, I did.
That's a promise of hers.
Is, and I think she has seen now the machine here, the robot machine,
uh-huh.
that can even scan you, even if the doctor are not touching you.
Mm.
That's something that's so interesting that we've seen today. And then those doctors, I think the robots will do a lot of work for them.
Yes. Mem Khacha, what do you hope each and every one of your students and also all of the young people who attend My Future 4.0 walk away with? What message do you hope that they leave with, or what lessons do you hope that they learn from a summit like this?
Oh, I would say they must just hold on. Education is the key. And then education is daily. It's a daily learning. You know, they must just be open up to all the coming events or things that must be invented still, so that they must not limit themselves.
Yes.
They can learn as much as they can. Even if they have their degrees, they can just carry on. There's a lot of things. They can specialize in other things, but they must also have backup.
Yes.
Because the life needs a backup so that they have a lot of chance.
Yes. Alicia, you heard that, ne?
Yes.
So high school is not the end?
Yes.
All right. Have you decided what high school you're going to next year?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
Yes.
Girl. Nah, go man. TikTok goes the clock. Well, no pressure at all. Have fun today. And thank you so much for stopping by, ne?
Thank you.
All right. To Alicia and Mem Khacha from Spectrum Primary School, thank you so much for stopping by. This is CliffCentral.com at the My Future 4.0 Next Level Digital Summit.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Lwazi and Thando are in grade 9 at Kiria Tswana. See? I didn't just coyly practice that 7 times, but now I know it. How are you guys doing?
We're fantastic. And yourself?
Awesome. Thanks for asking. So I want to start with you, Thando. What are you interested in at school right now?
At this current moment, I'm interested in motivating other learners. Because like where we come from, we're all the way from Mpumalanga. So where we come from, most learners don't really know what they want to do at the end of like this year. Or like matriculants, when you ask them, like after completing this year, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? So there's a subtle mind where we come from. And most people don't dream like that. Wild enough for them to tell you that I want to go all the way to the United States, you know, I want to travel the world, I want to see the world, but they'll tell you that after completing my school, I'll go to a GS college, get my engineering certificate, and then go work at Sasol Mine, not knowing that there's so many other things to explore out there. So I'm trying to change that kind of mindset at school.
Do you think young people in this country have dreams too small? And if you say yes to that, why do you think we dream so small?
I think they have dreams too small because the world has so much more to offer, you know. You can't grow up in Joburg, you know. You can't grow up in Joburg, learn in Joburg, marry in Joburg, then die in Joburg. It's just not on, you know. You need to go out there and meet different people. Like, I want to go into a country whereby I won't be able to say Sawubona to anyone, you know. But instead, I'll have to learn their languages, you know. I want to give people the platform to be themselves, but then they should also give me that platform to be myself. I want to learn all different types of people that are found in the world, because I don't think being Zulu and being Swati, it ends there. You know, there's French people, there's Portuguese, there's Sudan people, you know, all that kind of stuff. I just want to see all of that, but not all young people want that in life. Some just want to grow up in Joburg, learn in Joburg, die in Joburg, marry in Joburg, everything, it's Joburg. And if you ask them, where would you want, what's the first place you'd want to go to if you had to live like Joburg, they'll tell you Cape Town. I mean, you're still in South Africa, why not go out there? You know, so their dreams are too small.
Where does your passion come from?
Where does my passion come from? I've been through a lot in my life, you know, which has made me realize that life doesn't just end wherever I've seen it from, you know. Life has got so many perspectives. And as a writer, I write life in all different types of forms that I can. So that's where my passion comes from, that I want to explore the world, because I think me exploring the world increases or enhances my writing.
Mm, I definitely want to get back to that point. Lwazi, I just want to find out about you first. Tell us a little more about yourself. You're in grade 9. What do you love most about school? What do you love doing at home?
All right. Thank you for thank you for giving this opportunity to speak. Well, Mr. Interviewer, my passion or what I love about school is many natural science, technologies, teachers, all. I don't hate school, really.
You don't?
My parents go well in school, but they didn't get proper education. But I want to show the world that anything is possible. I want to show them that there's nothing they can do. There are disadvantages and advantages of school. In South Africa, there are many people who are uneducated.
Yes.
Thank you. I was just nervous when you
said that. Sizadala. We get it.
It's breaking my heart to see that their dreams don't turn into reality. I want to inspire them if I can get a chance, really.
Lwazi, why is school important to you?
The school is important to me. For not for me just only then, for all learners out there, they want to get educated, go on big jobs, careers. They can even see themselves off top. Really, it's not such a big deal anyway. Some children don't get proper education because of their standards. They don't get good education, poor settlements. That's very, very, very heartful breaking.
Yeah. What do you think young people can be doing right now? This is a question to both of you. What do you think young people can be doing to change the environments and to change the world? Let me start with you, Tan.
Well, then, young people, what can they do to change the environment and change the world? I think unison matters the most, you know. When we get united as young people and as the youth, we can actually change the world. But then, and it's all about the kind of mindsets we have, the kind of ideas we bring, you know, because everyone's got a different ideology. So it's all about bringing different ideas on the table so that we can look at them in every different view. And if we could get a chair in the parliament, which is we already have, there's a Nelson Mandela Children's Fund that's getting the kids into children's parliament.
Yes.
So that's where we get to voice out everything that happens in South Africa. But then the only problem that I have is that it's never taken to presidency level, because ministers will be there listening to us talking and stating everything that we've got a problem with. But then I don't think a minister can tell a minister what to do. So if a president is there, then the president can actually state that I need you to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for the children of South Africa so that they can change 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the environment and the world. So if it can be taken to presidency level, that's the only time we'll ever see change.
Okay. Lwazi, how do you think young people can start to change the environment and the world?
In many ways, by education, but mostly in science and and technology, I meant. Well, my passion is that I love science. It's really inflected my life. It's changed my life. So I think people should try science too. And I think they should develop the true meaning of science. Just like, for example, many people don't get a good jobs. Just people of today don't get really good jobs because they play with education. So I advise them that education is free. Don't play with education. There are many kids who want your education that you don't get. So I want youth of today to experience their country, see their country with own naked eyes. Don't just end up here in South Africa only, but other countries like America, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can be anything you want. Just
Absolutely.
Follow your passions.
All right. What are you inspired about today? Where do you draw your inspiration from, Tando? Is it a specific person? Is it books that you read that inspire and motivate you?
Well, then it's books that I read, and there's like certain people in my life that are like around me. Honestly speaking, as I've said earlier on in the show, that I've been through a lot. Mm. I've lived in a place of safety. So in that place of safety, there was like a juvenile. Mm-hmm. And having to listen to their stories and how they got there motivated me even further. Because we as people always look at life as, like, we never look at life in its naked eyes. We look at it just as it is. We take life as it is. When I see life, I look at it as I'll get a job one day, I'll start working, I'll have my own money, I'll have my own house. But we've never actually went extraordinary to go see what life has to offer. So when I usually used to go and visit the guys in juvenile and the ladies in juvenile, they normally used to tell me that if I could get the chance to go back to school, I would use that privilege to my advantage. You know, the motivations that they used to give, such as, I want to make a difference in this world. I've learned from my mistakes. I love people with mistakes because I've got mistakes myself. Mm-hmm. And I love teaching people about mistakes because you can never, every success has failure behind it. You need to fail in order for you to succeed. More like motorbikers, you know, I always look at the way they bike. You know, he didn't just start off with the bike and lift it up and that was it. No, he fell off the bike. He broke his backbone. He did everything, but did he stop because of the backbone? No, he got up and dusted himself and told himself that, you know what, this is my passion and I'm going for it. So what I'm trying to say by all means is that whatever it is that you're interested in, you get up and go get it. Because if you don't get it, trust me, nobody will get it for you. Mm. In this world, it's all about you. You, you, and you. You know, you're the one that needs to... You need to have self-motivation first before anybody can motivate you. If you tell yourself in the morning that when you wake up that I'm going to do this, then you can do it. So having to listen to other people's stories or reading books, it's adding on to the motivation I already have myself.
Mm. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. Luazi, what about you? Where do you get your inspiration from in life?
My role models. They inspire me every day. When they woke up in the morning, they look out for jobs. But what am I to them? Every morning I see many people going looking for jobs. They are unemployed, and it's a pity that they didn't get well education. Mm-hmm. But my role model, my real role model, is Nelson Mandela. That guy was a real explanation guy.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me all lessons. I used to read his books, long Walk to Freedom, such books. When you wake up in the morning, you ask yourself, you make tons of decisions in your life. What are you going to eat? Where to school? That decisions. So for me, it's not a big deal for people to inspire me. Mm-hmm. I get to inspire myself. Not anybody's decision or my work to do.
All right. If you had the ability, Thando, to change one thing about the country right now, what would you change and why?
Honestly speaking, if I had the ability to change one thing in this country, I'll change mindsets.
Hmm. Thando for president, that's all I'm saying. Okay. Why would you want to change that?
I would want to change mindsets because I think with better mindsets, it means a better South Africa. If we can get such mentalities that would, you know, let me talk about our people from that enter the parliament. You know, it's people that are so self-centered, you know. They guys that enter the parliament that were stood with 90,000 rands, whereas there's a child starving in the road with his or her mom sleeping under the bridge. So changing that kind of mindset that you don't need a 90,000 rand suit because it doesn't make you who you are, but personality and the inner you makes you who you are. You know, there's people that buy houses worth 3.5 million rands, whereas there's a child who slept last night with no food in their stomach. You know, you don't need that house. You don't need expensive things. what I'm trying to say is you don't need materialized things to be somebody in life. You don't need materials to make you who you want to be in life. It all begins with mindset. It all begins with a caring heart. It all begins with unison, you know, when you're able to hold people together, when you're able to put people together, when you're able to preserve yourself from getting expensive things and thinking about other people, then that's when we can build a better country. I mean, today they are young drug addicts. You know, some of them, we can't blame them. Yes, for some it was a choice, but for some it was that pressure of not accepting yourself in your real... You're not accepting who you are, not accepting what you have. Mm-hmm. It is so difficult to accept what you have or who you are or accept the situation at home when there are people out there who force us into doing things. I mean, we've got artists that... I'll take Nasty C for instance. Mm-hmm. You know, Nasty C, okay, his raps are good. He's good. He's got money. He should spend it. But then the influence that he has on our teenagers is not a good influence. Because when I look at Nasty C and I see his expensive watch, then I'd obviously want that watch. When I see him wearing that expensive chain, I'd want that expensive chain. I don't even have money myself, so how do I now go out there and make money? I start robbing people. Our crime increases. I start getting drunk, starting to think on how exactly am I going to get those things. So if there's one thing I would change, it's mentality.
Wow.
We honestly need a different mentality.
Okay.
All the time.
And Razi, what about you? If there's one thing you could change about the country right now, what would it be and why?
I'll change politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians are not a good influence on our children. And on a specific note, politicians are not rather good or rather bad. But some politicians are very, very careless. What am I saying is, for thousands of years, South Africa has been struggling with apartheid. In our history books, we are taught about development, and South Africa is not developing. We cannot put South Africa into a flag by these politician parties. They are selfish, careless. They don't think about us. Why? Because they want to put themselves first. They don't care about us. They don't see us as person. When they see us as reckless dirt. They don't realize that we need them as much as they need them most. But the real thing I want to change in the world is education. Because education is the most popular thing that can change the world. And it can change your personality look. You can be high reach with education. You can be anything with education.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And just lastly, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, Tando, but you, I did say earlier we'll get to this. You're a writer. You also write poems.
Yes.
So what's some of the inspiration that you get for your poems? What do you write poems about?
Mostly I write about the things that I see around me. Like,
okay.
There was one poem that I wrote. It was titled Life with No Peace.
We'd love to hear something that you've written.
So the one that I've just told you about is Life with No Peace. Life with no peace. It was just life. It was cold life. It was lived as life. But could it be life? When mothers and fathers cry, they called it life. When children were joyous and happy, we called it life. When the world has turned against one and he or she feels all alone, then we call it life. When someone you trusted with your whole heart, each and every inch of it, betrays you, we call it life. Then there is teenage pregnancy. Do we still call it life? When sorrow overcomes us, we call it life. They are young alcoholics, but yet we still call it life. When people feel all alone and turn into drug addicts, we call it life. How could it be that life is the healer of so many hurtful things? Sorrow overcomes us, we call it life. We are happy, we call it life. Hi, Ntwana Himpilo. What is the meaning of this life, people? What is the meaning of this life? When life throws lemons at us and we can't make lemon juice out of it, we still call it life. When life has got gravel roads on it, we call it life. What is the meaning of this life? How could it be that so many hurtful things are referred to one word, life? What is life, people? What is life?
Ooh.
Wow.
Well, I don't know what life is, but you just left me questioning it. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lwazi. Thank you so much, Thando. You guys are absolute rock stars. All the way from Mpumalanga.
Mbalenhle,
Mpumalanga. How far away is that? How long did you travel today?
An hour and 30 minutes.
An hour and 30 minutes to be here at My Future 4.0. Well, you guys are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for stopping by this afternoon.
Thank you.
This
is CliffCentral.com with My Future 4.0 Next Level Digital Summit.
This is CliffCentral.com.